Quite honestly, Scott, what those numbers tell us is we have a significant problem with speed violations on Minnesota roads. And while the enforcement activity paints one picture, the other picture is a lot bloodier, and that's what is resulting from drivers who are choosing to speed and the number of serious injury and fatality crashes that are taking place as a direct result of that. So we have some problems on Minnesota roads.
In terms of speeding that does lead to fatalities, do we have any information on that from this last round of enforcement?
Well, from I can give you some year-to-date stats. So far, our fatalities, this is actually as of earlier this week. We have about a 40% increase in the number of speed-attributed fatalities on Minnesota roads. So roughly 100 of the fatal crashes that have taken place so far on Minnesota roads this year have been the direct result of a driver making the decision to speed, either driving well in excess of the speed limit or driving in excess of what the existing conditions would allow for.
Do we know why these numbers are going in the wrong direction, Mike?
Oh, that's the $60,000 question right there. We've seen this pattern of behavior. It began really in March of 2020, when COVID came. It resulted in stay at home and work from home, and the roads became a lot less congested, and there were a lot more lanes for drivers to use and abuse. And we noticed almost immediately the uptick in the number of serious and fatal crashes that were speed related. And that trend continued right through 2020 and accelerated into 2021. We've tried to mitigate that through extra enforcement. We've also conducted extensive outreach and education campaigns. But yet many drivers are still making that fateful decision to push the limit and to push the envelope beyond what is safe. I think many drivers are still under the impression, for some reason or other, and this is what I hear from my law enforcement partners, is that drivers don't think that law enforcement is engaged in traffic safety or traffic law enforcement, and nothing could be further from the truth. And these numbers show that. We've seen, more citations issued during this speed wave than in the previous ones. And so and with fewer agencies involved. And so, 2019, I think we had 322 agencies that were participating. And that year they issued 21,000 citations. So that was a bit of a blip there. But this 17,000 is the second highest in the last 5 or 6 years.
And obviously there's been a great focus on what we've called the 100 deadliest days of summer here in Minnesota. We're coming towards the end of summer, so I'm wondering what do safety officials do moving forward, heading into another season, to try to keep people aware of the fact that they need to be driving safely?
Well, and that's really, because as we come upon the fall, we have a number of things that we need to keep in mind. Number one, school is going to be back in session. And so we really need to be conscious of and aware of school buses. And in a month, they're going to be all over the place again. And drivers need to really pay attention to what they're doing around those buses. And if that stop arm is out, that means you stop. And you need to be paying attention, and you need to be able to do that. School bus related fatalities are relatively rare, and that's a good thing, and we want to keep it that way. But even one event is too many. And with some of the driving behaviors that we're seeing out there, there is a real possibility, there's a real recipe coming together out there for something that could be really horrific and tragic. And so we want everybody to keep that in mind. Daylight is going to become less and less as we get into the fall. And, we have to be aware that pedestrians can be anywhere, any place, any time. And we need to be aware of that. Watch for our folks who are out there riding their bikes and all of that. So as we transition, you mentioned the 100 most traveled days, which are also the 100 deadliest days on Minnesota roads. The unfortunate part is this year they are absolutely living up to that moniker. And it's alarming, it's scary, it's tragic, it's frustrating, and it makes me angry to see the number of fatal crashes that are taking place out there that are 100% preventable, and these are tragedies that don't have to take place, and these are families that should not have to plan a funeral.
Well, it's sad but good information, Mike. I appreciate your time and your insight, as always. Anything else you can think of that you want to share with our listeners with regards to safe driving?
Yep, we're just going to continue with, working with our enforcement partners, but also continue to do the education and the outreach. We have an impaired driving campaign, both educational and enforcement related, that'll kick off around Labor Day. So that's coming up. But again, it just comes down to really four things, Scott. Never, ever drive impaired. Make a plan and stick to it. Obey the speed limit and drive according to the conditions. Speed is the one thing that makes every mistake worse, and you need to leave yourself time and space. Always put that seatbelt on. It takes 2 seconds. It's the first and last defense that you have if somebody else makes a mistake or if you make an unrecoverable mistake. And then finally, never drive distracted. You need to pay attention all the time. Our roads are absolutely back at the same traffic volumes that we were pre-pandemic, and even above that now. And it's even more important than ever to pay attention, to know what's going on around you each and every moment that you're behind the wheel. If we can do that, we can solve our traffic safety, most of our traffic safety issues. And that's what we really want to do.